Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Yud. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to page Kuf Chaf Beis, which is a page following 242. But let's begin the beginning of Sif Aleph to get a running start. The Mechaber says in the beginning of Reish Yud, Sif Aleph, Ha'uchel pachos mikezayis, one who eats less than a kezayis. Bein the pas, bein the sharacholim, whether it's bread or other foods, v'hashosa pachos merivius, and one who drinks less than a revius, bein the ayin, bein the sharmashkin, whether it's from wine or other drinks, mevarech tchila bracha haruia laoso hamin, he makes a bracha rishona on any amount of food or drink, uli acharov eno mevarech klal, and afterwards he does not make any bracha at all. So that's what we learned last time. Now the Mechaber picks up in the second line of Kuf Chaf Beis. V'yesh mistapkim lomar shal dover shu kibriyaso. There are those who have a suffix that on something that is the way it was created, a whole item the way it was created, kigon gager shal ena, for example, one grape, o shal rimon, or one seed from a pomegranate, shemivorchin la'achrov. So some have a suffix that maybe you should make a bracha achrona on one grape or one seed of a pomegranate, afal pi she'embo kezayis, even though it's not a kezayis. So though we just learned that you don't make a bracha achron unless it's a kezayis, there are those who have a suffix that maybe on a beria, on a bria, a complete item, even if it's less than a kezayis, it will be chayav to make a bracha achron. But since it's only a suffix, lekach nochom lizohir, therefore it is proper to be careful, shelo leecho bria pachos mikezayis, a very, very important halacha l'maisa that many people don't know. It's very important to be careful not to eat one grape. A person sometimes walks by, takes one grape, takes one seed from a pomegranate, thinks he's eating less than a kezayis, so he does not need a bracha achrona, but he's really being nichnas into a major suffix brachos, because there are those who are mesupik that maybe on one complete fruit, one grape, one seed of a pomegranate, you're already chayav a bracha achrona, even though it's less than a kezayis. So therefore the Mechaber says you should avoid such a case. If you are going to have a full item, a sasana kezayis, you should make sure to have more, and that way you know you had a kezayis to avoid the suffix. The Ramah says, "V'lo mikri bria ela imachalo kemoshehu." It's not called a bria, it's not called a complete item, unless you eat the entire thing as is. Avalim loka chagarin mimenu lo mikri bria. If there's a pit in this food item, and you take out the pit, that's not called a bria. You have to eat the entire fruit, the pit included. The Mechaber then concludes on page 244, V'yesh mistapkin od bebracha achrona shal yayin. There are those who are mesupik further when it comes to the bracha achrona of wine, and we'll see in the Mishabura who hadn't of any other drink. In mevarchin osa al kezayis, if you make a bracha achrona on a kezayis of drink, which is a third of a revius, or you have to wait till you have a full revius. Lachain tov li zoyer. Therefore, it's good to be careful. Shulalishtos elo pachos mikezayis o revius. And we had this halacha earlier. When it comes to drinking, you should either drink less than a kezayis, less than a third of a revius, or more than a revius. That way you're either not chayav a bracha achrona according to anyone, or you're chayav according to everyone. But anything between a kezayis and a revius, you're entering into the world of safek bracha achrona, and we want to avoid cases of safek bracha. We are going to now begin the Mishabura in Sivkatan Beis on the right-hand side, second to last line on Kucha Beis. So we said in the Mechaber, if one has less than a revius of drinks, v'shir revius v'kezayis, the exact shir of a revius or a kezayis. So ayin l'kamon b'simen reish ayin alef sevkotan samuches v'mishabura ubir alocha sham ulekamon b'simen tov pei vav v'mishabura ubir alocha. Will discuss the exact sizes of a kezayis and a revius later on. Sevkotan gimel mevar tchila. So if you have less than a kezayis of food or less than a revius of drink, so you will make a bracha rishona, but you will not make a bracha achrona. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Gimel, v'afilu akol shehu, the bracha rishona is required even if you have the smallest amount. Bein midvar ochel, bein mimashka, whether it's a food item or a drink, a kol shehu requires a bracha rishona. And the reason is, the osur lehonos min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, it is forbidden to get hana in this world without a bracha, and therefore a bracha rishona is always on a kol shehu. However, a bracha achrona requires a shear, and therefore the Mechaber said, "Ula'achrav einu mevarach klal." If you have less than a kezayis of food or less than the shear for the drink, you will not make a bracha achrona afterwards. Says the Mishabura, "Did it pass haloksev yochalta v'savato v'rachto?" Where do we get the shear of a kezayis? Because when it comes to bread, the pasuk says, "Ve'achalta," you should eat, you should be satisfied, and you should bench. Whenever the Torah says a lashon of achila, it is always no less than a kezayis. Ubishar dvorim kishetiknu chazal brocha achrona kein zetiknu. You know the pasuk is talking about bread because it's talking about benching, but chazal mesakein that the brocha achrona by every food is learnt out from the word v'achalta by bread, and therefore it must be a kezayis, or there's no brocha achrona. Ubemashkenami, when it comes to drinks as well, since we find in general when it comes to drinking drinks that are forbidden, the chiyuvo berevius, you're chayev the punishment for that iser only if you have a revius. So hachanami here also, kishetignu bracha achrona b'mashkin, when they establish a bracha achrona for drinks, the shears tiknu, they also establish the same shear that you're not chayev bracha achrona unless you have a revius. Now there's a very important shartzion over here in Oz, Yud Zayin. On the beginning of the Mishabur that says, by bread it says, V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. So says the Shaar Tzion Yud Zayin, V'afta min ha-Torah k'dei sviya be'inam. Even though midaraisa, you need to have a sviya, chalta v'savata uveirachta, you have to be full. Mikom makom k'shetiknu chazal. When chazal u'mesakin ha-bracha achrona, asmuchu al-lishna dekra. They were so make on the language of the pasuk diksiv v'achalta, where the pasuk says v'achalta before it says v'savata. V'achila dekol ha-Torah hu lo pachos mikazayis achila and kol ha-Torah kula is no less than a kazayis. So even though over here by bread, the pasuk we're learning from says v'achalta v'savata, there has to be a sviya. Chazal darshan from here, the lashon of v'achalta, that any achila needs to be a kazayis to require any bracha achrona. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Hey. The Mechaber then told us that a person should be careful not to have a bria, not to have a full fruit, because that enters into a world of suffix, because there are those who are suffix, they're mesupuk on dover shu kurbiyoso, if you need a bracha achrona. The example that was given was a gargir shel enov, which is one grape, says the Mishaburis of Katan Hei, v'hu adin yagde, which is a blueberry achas, you shouldn't eat one blueberry, or kidnis echas, or even one bean. Now, if you look at note number 20 in the back of the Sefer on page 51, he writes, "Mimashin noktu aposkim dugmo shel yagde v'kitnios." That which they gave the examples over here of a blueberry or a bean, Hashomos almin proves shedin chashivas bria eino rak b'shivas aminim. From the Mechaber, one might have thought that it's only the shivas aminim. The examples given are a grape and a rimo, which are the shivas aminim. Zok the Mishabura, even a blueberry, even a bean that are not part of the shivas aminim, that also gets the din of a bria. Unlike the suffix of the Hartzvi that says maybe it's only by the Shivas Amin, and the Shavuras say no, it's by any fruit whatsoever. I'm continuing in the back on note 20. The Chiddush Lagabe beans, Rav Ozner explains, Sha'af Shehem Gedelim Kama Biyachad Besharvit. Even though there's a pod, there's peas in a pod, so there are various peas in that pod, Mikomakom Dinam Kebriya, each one pea or each one bean is considered its own Briya, Vahoy Shalaviza Butnim Dinam Kebriya. Therefore, if a person has one peanut, that would be a chash of requiring a bracha achrona, even though it comes, right, the peanuts come in the shell with two peanuts, but even having only one of them, that would be considered a bria by itself. The next part of the note we won't read, but it's a machlokas aposkim as well, when it comes to having one piece of an orange, one little segment of an orange or a grapefruit, if that's called a bria, it's really its own little entity, is that called its own fruit? Is that part of a fruit? So possibly even having one piece of an orange or a pomelo, that would require, or at least get you into a suffix bracha achrona, so one wants to be careful about all these fruits, not to get involved in any suffix bracha. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Vov, Shemavarach and Olav, the Mechaber said, that one, there are those who are mesupuk on something kibriyoso, like the grape or the rimon, that you make a bracha achrona, even though it doesn't have a kezayis. Betnei chashivusei. Because when an item is whole, it has chashivus. V'im nisraska kodem achila lo mikri bria. However, if it was chopped up, you eat the whole grape, but it was chopped up before you ate it, that is not called the bria. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oschof Alevi writes, the same thing is if you break it in two, you take a grape, you cut it in two, and you eat both halves, that also would not be a problem of eating a bria. If you look at note 23 in the back of the Sefer, he points out, the same thing is true if you don't put the whole fruit into your mouth, So you take a bite of the grape, you're holding a whole grape, you take one bite at a time. The Ben Ish Chai writes, She'ein ze nechshav la'achilas bria, that's not called eating a complete item. V'chein kosav d'or l'tzion, v'chein hora goner v'yashiv. So a way to avoid this, a person wants to have any small fruit, just to bite it. You want to take one blueberry, that's fine. You take one blueberry, don't make a bracha chorna, but don't throw the whole blueberry in your mouth. Make the bracha, take a bite, and then put the other part in, at least do it piecemeal. That way you avoid the suffix we're discussing over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. The Ramah said it's not called a bria, Elohim Kain Achalo Kemo Shehu. Only if you ate it as is. The hainu im hagarin, you have to eat it with the pit or the seed that's inside. The afilu im hagarin ain roi lechol klal, even if the pit is totally inedible, kevan sha'al koponin bola kulo, you have to swallow the whole entire thing, and therefore this problem of a bria is only if you have the entire thing. So when it comes to the fruits that we're discussing, there are no major pits, right? You have seedless grapes, you have a rimon seed, you have a blueberry, there are no pits. But when it comes to other fruits that have a pit, it would not be a problem unless you swallow the entire pit with the fruit. Sivkotun ches avalim lokach. The Ramah said, but if you took out the garin, that's not called a bria. The kol shekein im nechdach ma'at ne'aprigufa. Certainly, if you cut off a little piece of the fruit, that would not be called eating a bria, and that would avoid the whole suffix. The im nofal mimenu ktsas al yidei bishul. If a little bit of the fruit falls off through cooking, kemoshe regilo sula hisparer. Hisparper, which is very common that it starts falling apart as you cook it, gam kein nirish ayidei zen nisbatel menu shembria, that also will cancel out the shembria. It will not be a problem if you cut a piece off, it cut off, came off a little bit from cooking, as long as it's not complete, that will not be a problem of a bria. Sivkotan tes. Again, if you took the garin out, it's not called the bria. Vilomi boya im hagarin and roi gam kein laochlam. Needless to say, if the pit is also fit for achila, bivadai al yidei chesrona, then for sure, by taking out the edible pit, nisbatel shem bria meapri, that for sure will cancel out the fruit from calling a bria, because you took out an edible part, which was the pit. But even if it's in a type of fruit that the pit inside is totally inedible, gam kein nisbatel hapri mitoas bria, that also by taking out the inedible pit will be mevatel the fruit from being called a bria al yedei zeh. V'im nimtzo besoch hagarin gufa dover sheroi lechol. Now, if you find some kind of pit inside a fruit that some of the pit is edible, the ochal masha besoch hagarin, and you ate the edible part of the pit, the zora kliposo akosha, and you threw out the outer shell, the harder shell, kein ployman shalanu, so das amogen avron vel yirabed is the gam kein havi buchal bria, that would be called a bria. Achareish al koponim ochal masha roi lecho mimenu, because at least you ate the edible part. It's a very strange halacha that we just said. If you chat what just went on over here, he says, if you have a pit that's totally inedible, you must eat the pit to be considered eating a bria. But if you have a pit that's partly edible and partly inedible, as long as you ate the edible part, even if you threw out the harder inedible part, that's also considered eating a bria. So when it's totally inedible, you have to eat more. You have to eat the inedible part. When part of the pit is edible, then as long as you eat the edible part, you're ready chaya for eating a bria, even though you threw out the inedible part. That's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. Sivkotan Yud. The last point the Mechaber told us was, there are those who are suffering about the bracha achrona of wine. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin shar mashkin. This halacha of the Mechaber is not only by wine, it's by any other drink. Again, we said it's a suffix if you make a bracha achrona on a kezayis or a revius, and therefore we said, make sure that you drink either less than a kezayis or more than a revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Yud Aleph, al kezayis. So there are those who are misupik about a bracha achrona on wine if you make it on a kezayis. Dehu shlish revius. Again, a kezayis, like we've seen, is one third of a revius. De efshir de le'inyan mashke gamke misharin and kemo ba'achila b'kezayis. It's very logical to say the shita holds that the same way by achila we go by a kezayis, by shtir we also go by a kezayis. And therefore, maybe a kezayis, which comes to liquid, is a third of a revius, would be mechabi or bracha achrona. Therefore, the Mechaber says that you want to be careful to drink either less than a kezayis or more than a revius. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis, U b'di'evet im shasa kezayis. B'di'evet, if one only drank a kezayis, the ainlo revius, he doesn't have enough liquid to then drink up to a revius to avoid the suffix, tov li zor shelo yishta ad rov revius. at least stop by the kezayis. Don't drink anymore to get to the point of a rov revius. The kol shekein shelo yishta kishir beitza. Certainly, you shouldn't drink to the point that you're eating a beitza shu shnei chelke revius. That's 2/3 of revius. So just because you ate one, you drank 1/3 of a revius, don't think, well, I already messed up and I got to the point that's a suffix, so I might as well have a little more anyway. Because the more you have, the more sfeikus you're getting involved with. Therefore, if you only drank a kezayis, which is a third, don't drink a rov revius, certainly don't drink 2/3 of a revius, unless you have enough to drink an entire revius. You're just getting involved in more shitas that say, now you're chayv a bracha. But there's also shita that say not to make a bracha. So l'maisa, savi brachos lachol, you're not going to make a bracha, but now you're not making a bracha, really being chayv a bracha according to more shitas. Therefore, if you accidentally drank the size of a third of a kezayis, just stop there, unless you have enough to bring it all the way to a revius. The ayin la'el simin kuf tzadis, if kodan da'al mashik asad nusham. Let's end this year with two interesting notes. Number one, note 27. So what is the Mishabur referring to over here? It says, look, earlier in Simin Kuf Tzadi Sekot and Dalet, Shom Kasav, there the Mishabur writes, Shemaskonas Kol HaAchronim, the Maskon of all the Achronim is, Shekol Shaloshosa Revius Shlema, so long that you would not drink a full Revius, Vein B'yayim Vein Mishayim Ashkin, whether it's wine or other drinks, Eino Rashai Levarech Bracha Achronim, you do not make a Bracha Achronim. So Halacha L'maaseh, like we've been saying, you do not make a Bracha Achronim unless you have a Revius, which, you know, at the minimum is like 3 ounces, the Reish Lakish told us, so therefore you want to have much less than that, but if you drink a little bit too much, make sure you at least get 3 or more ounces, so at least the more the better, because you're covering more sheets is what a revius is, so you'll make a bracha achrona. Next paragraph in note 27, Oud Kosov a Mishabur Hashom Sha'af B'yayin Saraf, if you remember we learned this as well, that when it comes to whiskey, Shedaito Shel Odom Misyasheves Bo B'pachas M'revius, even though a person is satisfied with whiskey, with less than a revius, we hope. Lo yivarech bracha achrona, even though you had that little shot glass and you're satisfied, it was very geschmack, don't make a bracha achrona. Mishum shelo chilku chachomim b'shiurim. Chazal were not mechalik in the shiurim when they said it should be a revius. They meant it should be a revius. Even if the drink that you're having satisfies you with less, you still would not make a bracha achrona on whiskey unless you had a revius. V'shelo ketaz, and that's unlike the taz. One more note, note 26. Ubishtias hakoshel havdala, very important halacha, we had this earlier as well. This applies to many koshel bracha, certainly havdala, the fourth kosh by the Seder as well. Kosel lakamon, sha'av she'ein chiyuv lishtos mi'ayayin kishir revius. Even though to be yotze havdala al hayayin, you do not need to drink a revius of wine. V'day bishtias shir mololugmav, really all you have to drink for the koshel bracha of havdala or any of the koshel bracha is a molugmav, which is a rov revius, a little more than half a revius. Mikomokom nohagim shamavdil shoses kalakos. The minig is the one making Abdullah drinks the whole cup, meaning he drinks a revius, lad after the whole cup, but he drinks a full revius. V'nirish shatam, it appears the reason is, kadesh yu chalavar bracha achrona. Because if you drink the size of molugmav, kim yishte rak molugmav, nichnas l'safek bracha achrona. You have just entered the world of tremendous safek bracha achrona, which we're discussing. Because for the chiyuv of Abdullah alakos, you must drink a rov revius. Once you drank a rov revius, so it's more than half. We said a kezayis is a third of a revius. Once you reach a kezayis, you're in a savei bracha. So if you're going to drink the minimum of havdalah, you're only going to drink a rov revius and stop there. So now you can't make a bracha achrona. But according to many yerchayev, therefore by havdalah, you bedafka should drink a revius so you can make a bracha achrona according to everyone. The same thing, bedafka by the fourth kos at the Seder, that's when we make the bracha achrona. You have to make sure that you drink a revius of that kos. The other kosos is what to rely on to have less than that. We can discuss that when we get to Hilchos Pesach. But the fourth cup where we're making the actual bracha achrona, one wants to make sure that he drinks a complete revius. We will stop here and continue with Sebeis and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.